The NASDAQ hits a record high, but still no Dow 20,000.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks edged higher Tuesday in light post-Christmas trading. The Dow Industrials came within 20 points of 20,000, but still short of the magic mark, settling up just 11 points at 19,945. The NASDAQ Composite rose 24 points to a record 5,487. The NASDAQ hit 5,500 at one point. S&P 500 gained 5 points. Let's talk about what has to happen to get blue chips above that magic milestone with Brian Battle, Director at Performance Trust Capital Partners. Now, Brian, I know trading is ultra light, seeing it's the week after Christmas. Are traders just basically waiting until 2017?
Yeah, I think, you know, Charlie, you're right. The S&P had volume, which is 49% below the 30-day average. So there's very, very thin trading. Now, what that might happen to is all it takes is a little bit of buying and get us over 20,000. And, you know, as we like to say here, investing is always relative. It's not an absolute answer. So 20,000, is that good or bad? Well, it depends to compared to what? So what's probably a better measurement is the S&P is up 11% for the year. That's a great year, especially since a lot of it came in the last quarter, and a lot of this you can put on the Trump effect, you know, with all the talk that they've had. So what will make us go higher or get us through, you know, the magic or illusory 20,000 number in the short term would have to be something like real effect in the markets, like rates go higher, like interest rates are higher. That seems counterintuitive, but if interest rates were higher, that'd be great for banks and it'd be great for other leveraged businesses like REITs and people that borrow money. We've already seen the bank indices rally higher. There was a story in the paper today that showed Bank of America said a 1 percentage point rise would increase net income 11.5%. So rising interest rates would be good for banks. And so if we had a sustained sell-off on the bond market, which is, like I said, a little counterintuitive, that might be enough for the bank sector to push us over 20,000.
I had sort of expected stocks to rally after that consumer confidence report came in, a rather strong one.
Yeah.
After a while, the effects faded, whatever effects there were.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, in the sentiment, market sentiment, everybody knows market sentiment's better. It was astounding that it was that strong, which is great. I mean, and I think it sort of is indicative of how we're up 11% in the S&P and 14% year-to-date on the Dow. So that confidence is built into stock prices. I think longer term, what's going to make it go higher is two things. First is just there's going to be more money in the market. And so I think longer term, and longer terms are relative, you know, in trading and investing, long term is a different measurement. But I think the thing that would make the stock market go higher longer term is if there was a repatriation, a lot of that money would come back to the U.S. and probably go into buybacks, stock buybacks, or a lot of that money would come back into the States and make its way into the economy somehow. The other not probably reported enough way that the stock market can go higher is if foreign buyers are attracted to the U.S., you know, with a rallying dollar and just a persistently rallying stock market. If your choice is the Nikkei, which turned in 2% this year, or the FTSE, which turned, you know, or the CAC, which turned in 4.5%, or the Euro stocks, which turned in less than 1%, you might want to jump in the rally and buy the U.S. indices. So real buying coming into the U.S., either from repatriation or foreign buyers. Longer term, it's probably going to take something like less sentiment and more real-life, cogent news out of Washington, D.C. that this is our plan, this is our public policy, this is exactly how we're going to lower taxes, this is how we're going to change regulation, and this is how we're going to make it easier for business to succeed. And this is our official plan. That has to come out of Washington, D.C. There's a lot of talk in the administration about what should be done, and there's a lot of different voices. You know, the Treasury Secretary, the Speaker of the House, and the President have all said three different things about tax rates. So once all three of them say the same thing, that could give us another leg up because then we'll have something to trade on. Right now we're speculating it'll be better, but I think it's going to be buy, you know, so far it's been buy the rumor. I think if the plan is legitimate, you're going to have a chance to buy the fact.
I'm speaking with Brian Battle of Performance Trust Capital Partners, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Brian Battle of Performance Trust Capital Partners. Brian, you basically took the words out of my mouth. You know, we're obviously waiting to see more definitive results of what Trump may produce in the form of policies. I guess, you know, that could be what the markets are waiting for right now. Maybe the effect of the post-election rally has sort of played itself out, and perhaps stocks may drift for a while until we hear more specifics.
I think that's right. We have until January 20th till the inauguration, so we should get a little bit closer to what the actual plan is. I don't know that you're going to be able to really know for sure until it's announced. I mean, Paul Ryan seems to be running a pretty tight ship there in the House of Representatives, so I think the thing that they've been clear about is that they're going to go big and they're going to go early. So as soon as the inauguration hits, they're going to have a five-day-a-week schedule up in Congress and on the Hill. They're going to stay busy because they know there's a two-year window where Paul Ryan and, you know, the House, the Senate, and the presidency belong to the Republicans and the conservative wing. So they're going to try and get stuff done. So it'll be dramatic. You know, they've promised that it's going to be dramatic because if you consider, you know, they're talking about changing the tax code, and they're talking about redoing it. The last time we had real tax reform was 1983. So, you know, TEFRA was announced in the early 80s and instituted 84, 86. So that's been 30 years since we've had real life tax reform. So any sort of news that simplifies the tax code will be positive. You know, we've suspected the tax code's going to be reformed, and we rallied on that. We need real live news, I think, to get the next leg up.
One more question, Brian. I get the sense, you know, that Donald Trump is not exactly on the same page with Republicans in Congress or, you know, some of his cabinet members. Do you get the same feeling?
Absolutely right. And I think that's a function of Donald Trump is not a politician, nor is he particularly a lawyer. So I think he is proved to be a great campaigner. He won the hardest job in the world to get. And as he's assembling a cabinet, I think Trump might have a vision of what he wants. But there's actual policy that has to be done, and there's actual things that have to be negotiated on, and that's going to fall to a guy like Mike Pence, who has deep relationships in the House. And what Donald Trump might think he wants and what can actually get done might be two different things. So, like I said, there's a sort of a wide range right now of what could happen in Washington, and so that's why there's a lot of uncertainties, because Trump might say something today, and they'll say, well, I have more information now, and I changed my mind. So we've not had somebody be this incautious about what they want to do and what they think they can get done. And that's bad because he's incautious, but it's good because he's maybe not a calculating politician and maybe says what he actually thinks. So I don't know if it's so much as a disagreement on policy as there hasn't been a finalization on what policy is. So I would take it as growing pains for the administration. And we'll find, so again, Charlie, here we go again in January. We'll find out really what these guys want to do. These men and women in Congress have a big job ahead of them. And I think it'll converge into a rollout of this is what we want. And whatever they announce is what they're going to pass, because as soon as they announce it, they can jam it through Congress because they have the votes.
Brian Battle, Director at Performance Trust Capital Partners, thanks a lot for being on the podcast.
It's my pleasure, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.